What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi there, Gabby here. This podcast is intended to educate, inspire, and support you on your personal journey towards inner peace. I'm not a psychologist or a medical doctor and do not offer any professional health or medical advice. If you are suffering from a psychological or medical condition, please seek help from a qualified health professional. If you're a regular listener of this show, you know that for the most part, I'm pretty chill. And believe it or not, that's true even when it comes to my parenting style. I'm that mom who can stay calm even during a four-year-old meltdown. Seriously. And I know that's kind of a brag, but it's something that I'm proud of. And you might be wondering, okay, Gabby, really, how do you stay calm when your kid's freaking melting down? Well, number one, I know I can trust the universe when the shit hits the fan. That's period. And number two, I lean heavily on my meditation practice. I've been meditating daily for 17 and a half years. Yep, that's right. I've never skipped a day of meditation. I just haven't. And it is this practice that has helped me navigate the most stressful situations in my life. And it's also given me the ability to really lower my anxiety level. So whether you already have a meditation practice or if you've never tried it before, I want to help you cultivate that same sense of inner peace. And it comes with practice and it comes with commitment. And that's why I'm giving you my most impactful guided meditation for anxiety relief. And it's totally free. It's yours. It's a gift from me. People, it's free. So take advantage of this today. This also happens to be one of my favorite meditations, so I'm really excited to share it with you. You can download my free meditation for anxiety relief at deargabby.com/anxiety. I promise you that this practice is going to really help you begin your journey toward profound inner peace. It will give you a tool for self-soothing in moments of anxiety and stress. And I just want you to use it so that you can really create that beneficial inner state of peace that can be very sustainable when you practice and you show up and you give yourself that permission to turn inward. That's deargabby.com/anxiety. Hey there. Welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to Dear Gabby. I am so happy that you're here with me. Today's episode is what you've been asking for. It's an episode on how to see abundance everywhere. Woo! I know you're all like, yes, I know what it is, Gabby. I read the title and I am in and I want this. And this is the exact episode I've been waiting for. I'm so happy I can deliver it to you today. This is an abundant moment for you right here, right now. You wanted this. It's here. It's coming to you. It's totally free. This is your moment. Say yes. Thank you, universe, for revealing to me that I have resources that are very abundant right now. Thank you, Spotify. Thank you, Apple. Thank you, iTunes. Wherever you listen to your Dear Gabby podcast, that's abundant. You're here with me right in this moment. That's abundant. You have a phone or a computer that you can listen in on. That's abundant, my friend. Somehow, some way, you were guided here. That's abundant. You have the awareness of the possibilities of personal growth and manifesting in spiritual tools because you're a listener of this show. That's an energy of abundance. How to see abundance everywhere? Well, it's your choice. It's your choice in any moment. It's your choice in any moment. It's your choice to perceive your world through the lens of lack or to perceive your world through the lens of abundance. I can speak for myself. I've got a lot of experience with an abundance mindset because I was brought up with a lack mentality. And I think that I'm a really good messenger for this message today because it's not like everything was handed to me. It wasn't like I was brought up with abundance. I was brought up with a major lack mentality. I grew up in a very wealthy town and my family really struggled financially. So that separation was real. There was a lot of concern, a lot of uncertainty, constant fear around finances. And I made a quantum shift. I decided to have a quantum shift. I chose to adjust my mentality around money early on. And so much of it is what I'm going to teach you today. Really grounding myself in possibility. Grounding myself in the truth that my parents' stories did not have to be mine. Noticing that when I put hard work into something, that money was reciprocal, that I was receiving for what I was putting out. I was 19 years old and I started promoting parties in New York City. And the first night that I promoted a party, everybody said, "Gabby at the door." And I got a percentage of the bar. And that night I walked out of that bar with $1,000 cash. And I remember standing there in the streets of New York City, holding my cash close to my handbag and just like clutching my bag and thinking, wow, I just figured out how to make some money. And from that point forward, I made the decision that I was going to seek abundance rather than lack. And for me, that was a quantum shift. Not everybody has a quantum shift like that. But for me, with money, I had a quantum shift. I made the decision in that moment to choose abundance over lack. I believe that's available to you right here, right now, listening to this show. There are all kinds of ways that we can earn, all kinds of creative possibilities for earning. And when we open our hearts and our minds and our willingness and our courage to actually do work, to show up, to be willing to earn, and we start to shift our energy around what's possible, we open up that creative mindset. Show me creative possibilities for abundance. We stop limiting ourselves and we get ourselves out of that confined lack mentality. A lack mentality of there's not enough to go around. A lack mentality of, oh, well, so-and-so is already doing it. How could I? A lack mentality of who could I be to do this? Who am I to even want that? A lack mentality that might be really ingrained in your upbringing. Belief systems that you carry on, a lack mentality that's keeping you small, keeping you stuck, keeping you from possibility. And opening our hearts to what is possible begins with even that simple prayer. I'm open to creative possibilities for abundance. Say that out loud right now. I'm open to creative possibilities for abundance. How does that feel in your body? Say it again. I'm open to creative possibilities for abundance. What is that resonance in your energy? How does that feel? When you open your mind and your conscious awareness to more of what's possible starts to be presented to you. Just starting even right here, right now with that prayer, I'm open to creative possibilities for abundance. I want you now to pay attention to the abundance that is around you. There's abundance in every single moment that we encounter if we choose to see for it, if we choose to open our conscious awareness to it. But if you're walking around with the consciousness that's super in lack, you're only going to create more lack. You have to hyper-focus on what is possible, hyper-focus on what is working, what is thriving in your life right here, right now. What's thriving in your life right now? Are you listening to this? You're on your iPhone. Something's thriving. You have free content available to you. Something's thriving. You've been guided to Gabby. You're definitely thriving if you're with me right now. Just kidding. But I'm not. This is a high vibration conversation and it's a privilege to be in this conversation. That's abundant. Just being in this conversation, wherever you are, it's abundant. So I want you to start to pay attention to the abundance, the sheets that you wake up to, the coffee that you drink in the morning, the meal that your friend bought you, the quarter you find on the street. The more you focus on what's thriving, the more you create abundance in your life. And we have to really redirect our focus. So much of our days can be spent in the loop of what's not working, of the lack mentality, of our lack of abundance. But how different would our lives be if we just redirected that loop, if we gave ourselves a different storyline, if we rewrote the script? And instead of telling a story that isn't true, we just tell a story of what is true. I have access to a podcast right now, and that's abundant. I have food that I can eat, and that's abundant. I can get from A to Z, that's abundant. I can have support in my life, that's abundant. Noticing, paying attention to, and celebrating the abundance in your life. So here are your steps. Number one, use that prayer. I'm open to creative possibilities for abundance. Number two, be willing to fucking work, okay? Because there's a lot of people out there like, I want abundance. And they think that they've just manifest a lot that it'll come to them. No, we got to work, people. Be willing to work. And then the other step here is to really be clear about what is abundant. What is thriving in your life right here, right now? What is thriving in your life right now? Focus on what's thriving and celebrate. I want you to make a list right now. Make a list of all that is thriving in your life right now. Look at your abundance right in front of you and celebrate it. I'm excited to see who comes through for this episode and how I can Dear Gabby them on this topic.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I can honestly say this to you without any hesitation at all. Our mental well-being is the foundation for building a happy life. Period. End of story. That's the greatest truth I could share. And you know, people, I am an open book when it comes to my own journey as it relates to my personal mental health. And I could not and would not be who I am without support and guidance along the way, especially in the form of therapy. And this is why I am super excited to share with you this awesome resource, BetterHelp. BetterHelp is an online counseling service that connects you with licensed therapists who are available to help you no matter what the issue it is that you are facing. Their network of qualified therapists can provide you with the support and guidance that you need. And they make it really, really easy and convenient for you. All you have to do to get started is fill out this simple questionnaire. And BetterHelp is really great because you can do all your appointments from the comfort of your own home and schedule them around your day. I've actually had all of my therapy for years just on the phone. Once in a while, I'll see my therapist in person, but the phone is the way it goes. But I have to be honest, I think the thing I love most is how affordable it is. And you can switch therapists at any time at no additional cost. So if you're ready to start or even have been thinking about a therapist, I strongly, strongly urge you to give BetterHelp a try. Find more balance with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/deargabby today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/deargabby. When it comes to my health, whether that is my spiritual or mental or physical, you know I will do whatever it takes to feel and be the best. And that is why I use Athletic Greens AG1 every single morning. I am definitely a creature of habit, and folding AG1 by Athletic Greens into my daily routine was so easy to just create this really small micro habit that just changed me. I literally take it every morning before I even pour a cup of coffee, which is so major for me because coffee is my morning ritual, really. And I just have added in my Athletic Greens. And I just love it. It makes me feel great. And I know I'm doing something good for my body, like covering all the nutritional bases. And over the years, I've tried tons and tons of different supplements, but AG1 is different because the ingredients they use are super high quality. I have to be honest, several of my friends recommended AG1, so I figured I'd try it out, and very, very quickly I noticed that it was helping my digestion, which is so huge for me, people. But I also noticed that it helped my skin and my hair feel really great. It's just so simple to take. Just one scoop in a glass of water once a day is all that you need, and it's really seamless and easy to make a habit. And just like my friends, I thought I would pay it forward. And now even my producer, Josh, is using it every single day. So if you're looking for a simpler and cost-effective supplement routine,
Athletic Greens is giving you a free one-year supply of vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/Gabby. That's athleticgreens.com/Gabby. Check it out.
Let's hear who needs to see some abundance in their life. Let's bring in our first guest. Hi, honey.
Hey. How are you?
I'm good, sweetheart. Have you been on the show before?
I have. I've talked to you a couple of times. I've actually been very, very blessed.
Welcome back again, my love. What's your name again?
Diana.
Diana, nice to see you again. Welcome back. You have a new haircut?
That's funny. Everybody's been saying that. It's just I'm not wearing a hat or something anymore. I'm not sure.
Oh, you look
it's
great.
Been, it's been this way the last three times anyway.
Oh, you look great. Nice to see you, Diana.
Thank you.
How can
thank
I help you?
Well, my question is, I've been listening to you ad nauseum every day as much as I can, walking and doing all the things. My problem is, let me see, my energy gets blocked. My energy gets blocked when I have a very narcissistic, abusive family. And so I've tried to separate myself from that as much as possible and move forward and all that sort of stuff. But I feel like the creepy vines of their tentacles like to get in. And whenever that happens, it absolutely immobilizes me. It shuts my brain off. Mm. I go into fight or flight and I can't create or have good energy or be positive or do any of the things that I know I need to do.
Let me ask you a question. I'm going to slow you down.
Sure.
You came on the show just now and you said, oh, I've been on this show so many times, right? And you're like, I'm really grateful for that. Mm-hmm. There's like hundreds of people that join this, right? And you've been on multiple times, right?
I know. I'm very, very lucky.
Yeah, very lucky. That's quite abundant, right? You keep coming back. There's a lot of abundance with you right now. Yeah.
And I knew I was going to be on.
And you knew you were going to be on. And you were focused on that knowing. And that knowing brought you more of what you wanted. And you keep coming back on. You keep being called in. And you keep coming back. And you keep coming back. And you're going to keep coming back because you're just in that alignment.
Yeah.
So what I want you to do, Diane, and this is a spiritual adjustment. It's not a therapeutic adjustment. Of course, I could say, okay, I want you to work with a therapist, work on the narcissistic family. Yes, 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 yes. Do all that big work. That's big ass work and it's necessary. But right here, we're having a conversation about seeking abundance and seeing abundance in every area. And so in this moment, let's not go into that conversation because I want you to save that for therapy because that's a really important conversation. Probably the most important conversation is how do you heal from the narcissistic wounds? Mm-hmm. But for today, we're going to talk about leaning into abundance. And so I want to celebrate with you right here, right now, the abundance of getting back on Dear Gabby. Let me give you an energetic infusion, right? And just right here, right now, send you so much love. I have a lot of compassion for the stuff with the family. And I wanted you to know that your commitment to it is excellent. I want you to focus on how excellent that commitment is to your healing, how awesome it is that you keep coming back and showing up. You said, I'm listening to you all the time. Are you a miracle member?
I am.
Excellent, my love. Even more abundance coming to you. We're going to have it on an app. It's going to be called Gabby, your coach right in your pocket. It's just going to get better and better. So your membership is going to just give you even more benefits coming soon. So you have so much abundance available to you. I'm going to give you a meditation right now. I'm going to give you my free manifesting meditations. Go to deargabby.com/free meditations. I'm going to give that to you right now. So you have extra content from me. I'm going to keep going with this episode and give you so much amazing tools and tips. You've already got two tips. You've got, I'm open to creative possibilities for abundance. You've also got, I'm going to focus on what's thriving. Now you've got free meditations at deargabby.com/free meditations. You've got a lot of good going on here, Diane.
I do.
Are you feeling that?
I'm very blessed. What makes me crazy is how easily I get knocked off the pedestal.
Okay. So
that's what makes me crazy.
For the sake of this conversation, let's temporarily suspend any distraction from that focus of just being in the abundance of all that's thriving. And I'm going to ask you to do this practice of being in the focused attention and awareness of what's thriving in your life for 5 minutes a day. So for 5 minutes a day, you're either going for a walk or you're cooking a meal and you're just like, I get on Dear Gabby without any problems. I am the queen of Dear Gabby and I've got my miracle membership and I've got my beautiful pots and pans, which you really have a lot of culinary stuff behind you. And that looks really nice.
I do. I like cooking.
And cooking brings me joy. And I want you to spend 5 minutes there every single day. And then for a week, after that week, I want you to make it 10 minutes a day. After that week, I want you to make it 15 minutes a day. And I want you to keep going up in 5-minute increments and make that time in your abundant energy expansive. Because I see the energetic shift in your face and your whole vibration. The second we're in this story of, I keep getting on Dear Gabby, I'm so lucky. And then right into the other story. And so the other story needs tending to. And I want you to make sure that you focus on that with therapy, whatever it is that you choose to do. And I want you to really grow and align and expand this energy of abundance. And that, my love, happens through your consistent commitment to it. 5 minutes a day for the next 7 days, then 10 minutes a day for a week, then 15 minutes a day for a week, and just so on and so on. You may find a sweet spot at 15 minutes. Take my advice.
Okay.
And the next time you get back on Dear Gabby, because you will, because you're very abundant in that area, I want to hear about the miracles.
Okay. All right.
You got to kick in the ass. Gabby, kick in the ass.
Love it.
Go, girl.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, my love. Thank you so much. That's okay. Beautiful. Excellent. Who is next? Alyssa. Hi, how are you, Kelsey?
Hello, Gabby. How are you?
How can I help you, love?
I just want to start off really quick by saying how magical this topic is right now. I'm taking a women's health class and we have weekly chats with our classmate. And at the end of our chat, we set a goal. And so my goal for this week was to approach everything with abundance and ease.
Boom.
And the last 2 weeks have just felt like crazy in terms of anxious, stressful, not having enough time to get anything done. And so it was just one of those moments of really questioning. So I'm a personal trainer and I've been training for a few years, but I just set up my own space a couple months ago. And so I was in this place of really questioning, is this what I'm supposed to be doing? Am I just behind the ball? Just all those talks of self-doubt. And I got your email about your talk in London, and you shared your story of having that moment of self-doubt because you were just getting burned out and someone had left the stone or the coin that had believe and the wings on it. And I literally got goosebumps. And then just to wrap it up really quick, on Sunday is the anniversary of my grandma's passing, and she always used to give me quarters when I was little because I did collect the state quarters, and I randomly found a quarter in my fiance's truck, and he never carries change. He hates change, and it had Maya Angelou on it.
Yeah.
And I have her quote on my wall in my studio that says, "And still I rise."
Excellent.
I attribute it all to having that moment of just throwing my hands in the air and listening, say, you know what? I'm just going to listen to Gabby right now.
Well, I like that your grandmother is speaking to you in money. Okay. Let's just take that in. Your grandmother is revealing your abundance in really creative, abundant ways. So she gave you the quarter. The Maya Angelou quote is in your studio. So she's directing you to see that the studio is abundant. And this is the opportunity for me to put those pieces together for you. So my prayer for you right now is to start to open up your awareness to more of the spiritual realm. Because you're very in your logical mind. You're in your physical body. You're in the story of, I got to hustle. I got to make it happen. I got to do. Fine. Yes. Okay. But let's merge that with spiritual alignment. So I want to open you up to starting to pray to your grandmother more. Pray to the universe. Set intentions. Whatever it is, if you pray or set intentions, I don't care what you call it. Just start to open up your consciousness to more support that's around you. A lot of times when we're in a lack mentality, or that like, I got to do everything at once mentality, it's really because we've forgotten where our true power lies. Our true power lies in our spiritual connection. Our true power lies in our intuitive ability to check in with those sense of inner knowing, the sense of connectedness. So everything I've built in my life, if we talk about abundance, has all come from intuition. It's all come from connection. It's come from a source, not from a pushing, not from a controlling, from a thriving, from joy, from inspired action. I want you to reopen Super Attractor. If you haven't read it, open it and read the spiritually aligned action method. Taking actions from a place of spiritual alignment, being in faith and love and service, and taking all of your actions from that space. Because what's void right now, what I'm noticing, is just the spiritual faith and that connection. There's no lack of effort. So you have to merge that effort with that spiritual faith. And that's when creative opportunities for abundance continue to be revealed to you over and over and over again. And I can speak to this with so much certainty and so much truth because I've seen it in my eyes. I've seen it in my experience. I've seen it time and time again. Is there a baby there? Oh, look at that abundance right there. Oh my God, so beautiful. Oh, so beautiful. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to go take that baby. I want you to go play for 10 minutes. Give her all your attention. She's absolutely stunning. And play, 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 play. And feel into that abundance of that play. And get off of your computer and stop trying to do things and start playing more. You hear me? Come back on the show and let me know how it goes. Thank you, my love.
Thank you so much, Gabby.
You're welcome.
This is exactly what my heart and my soul needed. I appreciate you.
Thank you, my love. Thank you. Go have some joy. Bye, sweetie.
Bye.
Goodbye, princess girl. Oh, look at that gorgeous child. Oh, my. Goodbye, beautiful. Oh, she's so pretty. Bye, my love.
One of the things that I take great pride in is my ability to manage money and my finances. I've been an entrepreneur since I was 21 years old, and I had to learn hard and fast how to manage my money and how to save it. And I like to know exactly what I'm spending my money on and where it's going. But so many of my friends tell me that all the time they have no idea why their credit card bills are so high. They don't even look at it. Oh my God, you could spend thousands of dollars a year in subscriptions that you don't want. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills all in one place. Over 80% of us have unwanted subscriptions, whether that's for a streaming service or a gaming app or an exclusive member-only shopping site. And most of us think we spend around $80 a month on subscriptions, when in reality, we're actually spending $200 a month on subscriptions. Rocket Money will quickly and easily find your subscription for you. And for all the ones you don't want anymore, they will cancel them for you. People, it is that easy. Rocket Money will also help you manage your finances in one place. And it's pretty great because it will automatically categorize your expenses so you can easily track your budget in real time. And you will get an alert if something looks weird or not right. Over 3 million people have used Rocket Money, and the average person saves up to $720 a year. Stop throwing your money away, cancel unwanted subscriptions, and manage your expenses the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/deargabby. That's rocketmoney.com/deargabby. rocketmoney.com/deargabby. What does skincare down there look for you? Chances are you're using fragranced bar soaps and body washes to cleanse your vulva, which is doing more harm than good. That's why Love Wellness is on a mission to make vaginal care simpler, safer, and more effective than what we were once used to. They formulate products without parabens, sulfates, fragrances, or any other harsh ingredients that may disrupt your vaginal pH and dry out the skin. And based on their over 50,000 five-star reviews, Love Wellness is essential intimate care. Not sure where to start? Kick off your vaginal care routine with their pH balancing cleanser. Unlike ordinary cleansers, this gentle cleanser is specifically designed for your vulva and made with safe, hydrating ingredients like aloe vera and calendula. Soothe and nourish your vulva and bikini area with their new Comfy Cream, a fragrance-free moisturizer. It's a cleaner, safer take on body lotion made to protect your most sensitive skin. Love Wellness believes caring for your vagina shouldn't be complicated. Their science-backed, doctor-developed solutions make feeling your best simple. Visit lovewellness.com and use code GABBY15 at checkout for 15% off your first purchase. That's L-O-V-E-W-E-L-L-N-E-S-S WELLNESS.com. Use code GABBY15 for 15% off your first order.
You want one more? Okay. Josh wants one more. Hi, Courtney.
Hi.
How you doing, love?
I'm great. I actually don't have a question. I was on with you about a year and a half ago before I started radiation. I don't know if you remember that.
I remember.
My grandmother showed up.
I remember. I remember. Oh my God. I'm so glad we have you back here.
And you were just talking about grandmothers. And I was like, oh yeah, I think she's going to call on me. I just wanted to tell you that I'm doing great.
Wow.
That's it.
Wow.
My radiation was ridiculously easy.
Wow.
I went in just like we talked about. I went in every day.
Wait, let's back up for a second. We talked about bringing joy into it, making friends with the nurses, bringing a high vibe.
Bringing a high vibe and being just really being present.
Yeah.
Being okay.
Yeah.
And he talked about guardian angels, and I started listening to the Miracle Membership, and every single day, the first thing I noticed when I went in was there was one blue light and one green light. They were part of the machinery.
Mm.
I remember hearing that is, there's two, Gabriel and Michael. Mm-hmm. One's blue and one's green.
Well, Raphael and Michael, yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Every treatment was easy. I had no issues. Like, usually with radiation, you'll have burning and you'll have all this stuff. I didn't have any of it. I had a little bit of like soreness. It was nothing. I blew through it, maintained work, maintained the kids, had so much support. I actually just went to the oncologist today, totally healthy. Everything's fine. I'm even like fully recovered as far as whatever soreness that there was. I'm back to working out and all of those things. Work has taken off and is amazing. So I just wanted to come and tell you that.
My love, this is the most divine example of the power of your energy. You came to the show a year ago and you said, I'm going through this. And you were in a pretty low, low moment.
I was a hot mess.
Yeah. Well, as anyone would be.
Exactly.
And you came open and you came willing and you came receptive to the guidance. But the biggest thing is that you took the advice and you showed up with grace. You showed up with positive attitude. You showed up with your angels. And here you are, gorgeous, healthy,
doing great. And you went with me. It was like an hour drive each way.
We talked about that too. We talked about what you could listen to in the car. Exactly. And yes.
So what I did basically was I had two treatments a day. I would drive to the location and I had some help from my work. They helped me find an office I could work from in that area. So I would drive an hour in the morning, have a treatment, go work most of the day, have a treatment, and then drive home. So I just miracle membershiped my way there and back every day. I think I've listened to literally everything on there at this point, because I still just go back and find things for fun. It was so helpful and put me in the perfect place to hopefully never have to do it again, first of all.
Yeah.
But to be able to share that, you have to go in with that mindset that you are protected and you are being healed.
Yeah. Yeah. I have full body chills. I am so thrilled that you came back on. I was going to close the show and Josh said one more. And there's no accident. He's listening.
No.
He's listening.
Every time I go to the cancer center, well, I go now every month for a shot. And every day when I go, I always just say, let me bring joy. Let me bring whatever I can bring, right? Whatever I need to bring today. Let me bring it. And I went today and I am in the treatment room and this woman next to me is getting, she's very sick and you can tell she's very sick. She looks awful. And the nurse is talking about her veins. And so I just kind of said to her, I was like, hey, look, there's this option. And the nurse was talking about this. It's a really good way to go. It's a port for chemo in your the giant vein in your chest. That's the way to go. It'll help you so much. And she's like, that means so much coming from you versus the nurse.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's like, because you're sitting here with hair and you look really healthy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I'm doing
yeah.
great.
Yeah.
Get the port. Do the yeah. thing because it'll make your life so much easier.
Look at the service that you are bringing now, my
but
love.
I can bring it every month. I can go and at least be nice to the doctor who probably doesn't see healthy people every day.
You are a miracle worker. You are a miracle worker. You're really moving me deeply right now. I'm so, because this is one of those moments where you're like, wow, that you people carried on, right? It's like, I might tell you a story, but you fucking showed up for it and you healed your life and now you're helping heal other people's lives. And this is what this show is about. This is what this is all about. And I'm just so grateful for you to come back on this show and just show me this ripple effect.
Yeah. And that's exactly what it is, right?
Yeah.
Because now I can bring that every time I go to work, every mm-hmm. time I pop into a meeting. And I do, like, I'm a therapist. Now I do more administrative stuff, but I do kind of the not really fun side, right? I do a lot of critical work and it can be really heavy. And people ask me all the time, how do you do this all day? Mm. Like, because I can bring this light and I have the ability. So I'm going to
yeah.
use it.
Yeah.
Right. But it is. It's that ripple, and you were such a gift, and I needed it so much. I didn't even know I needed it, but I did.
Well, you did know because you came on the show. And, you know, this is another beautiful full circle moment a year later where I can just look at you and say, you are the reason, you and this story and this example are the reason that I do this show. And when we create grace in our own inner condition, we can extend that grace out to the world. And I'm I'm proud of you. Nice job.
Thank you for your help.
I'd love for you to leave your email with Alyssa. And if you can connect with Alyssa, she'll grab your, I'd like to stay in touch with you. It's awesome. Really amazing.
I love it.
Go out in the world and spread that light. You are so gorgeous. Thank you, my love.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Woo! What a show today, you guys. Abundance is everywhere. And the beautiful ending we had just now of being able to witness that we can have the abundance of receiving guidance, and that when we take that guidance and we show up for that guidance, miracles can unfold. I want you to really hear that. I want you to hear that story. I want you to hear every single story from this episode and take that in. Recognize the power you have inside of you to cultivate an energy of what it is that you want to create in your life, and that that energy can multiply and multiply and multiply. It starts with your energy. It starts with your intention. It starts with that desire to be in your abundance. Take that energy and momentum with you right now from this show and go sit in the energy of that abundance. Meditate on it. Go listen to the free meditation, deargabby.com/free meditations. Go listen to that free meditation right now. Sit in that meditation. Ground yourself. Feel the abundance from this show and just witness the miracles unfold in the rest of your day. Expect those miracles today. Thank you so much for joining me today on Dear Gabby. What a beautiful show. If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at deargabby.com. See you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.